Hey, welcome back to 7 Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Gary L. Thomas's book and Sophie. I have to ask, were you as thrown by the subtitle as I was?
Oh, absolutely. The subtitle is, "What if God designed marriage to make us holy more than to make us happy?" And I think my first reaction was, wait, can it be both? But the more I sat with it, the more I realized how much our culture has sold us a different story.
Right? We're told marriage is supposed to complete us, to meet all our needs, to be this endless source of fulfillment. And then when it doesn't, we think something's broken.
Exactly. And Thomas's point is that those expectations are actually what break marriages, because no human being can consistently deliver that level of happiness. So when we inevitably fall short, resentment sets in.
So his alternative is basically, what if marriage is a spiritual discipline? Like a workshop where God sands off your rough edges.
Yes. And he goes deep into 5 specific areas where marriage functions as that discipline. Fidelity, service, forgiveness, prayer, and humility.
The one that hit me hardest was forgiveness. Because let's be real, if you live with someone long enough, you're going to hurt each other. And the only way through is forgiveness. But that's hard.
It is. And Thomas says forgiveness is not just a nice idea. It's a discipline. You have to practice letting go of your right to revenge over and over. And that practice actually makes you more like God.
Yeah, he frames it as participating in the life of God, which sounds lofty, but then he brings it down to earth with examples. Like your spouse forgets something important, you feel dismissed and you have a choice.
You can either nurse that bitterness or you can release it. And that's the muscle you're building. He's not saying it's easy. He's saying it's the path.
And then there's the discipline of service, which is so unglamorous. Washing dishes, changing diapers, listening to complaints. But Thomas compares it to Jesus washing the disciples' feet.
Right. It's love that doesn't need recognition. It's just seeking the good of the other. And marriage gives you thousands of opportunities to practice that every single day.
Honestly, when I first read that, I pushed back a little. I thought, isn't that setting people up to be doormats? But Thomas is careful to say it's mutual. Both spouses are called to serve each other.
Right. It's not about one person sacrificing while the other takes. It's a mutual dying to self. And that's what creates the deepest intimacy, he argues.
The part that really got me was his treatment of suffering in marriage. He doesn't pretend everything is rosy. He acknowledges some marriages involve profound pain, infidelity, addiction, and abuse.
And he's clear that staying in a destructive relationship is not the call to holiness. Sometimes separation or divorce is necessary, but even in that suffering, God can work.
Yeah, he says many of the greatest saints had terrible relationships, and those struggles became the crucible for their faith. That's a hard truth. But it's also oddly hopeful.
Because it means no suffering is wasted. Even the worst marriage can become a path to spiritual depth. Not that you stay in danger, but that God redeems the pain.
He also talks about sex as spiritual, which I wasn't expecting. He says it's not just physical. It's designed to create intimacy and reflect the union between Christ and the church.
But again, he's realistic. When desires don't match up, or health issues arise, those become opportunities for patience and selflessness. It's all part of the same discipline.
So the whole book is basically reframing marriage as a school for character. And I think that's freeing because it takes the pressure off. You don't have to have a perfect marriage. You just have to be willing to grow.
Exactly. And Thomas says the happiest marriages are often the ones where both partners have learned to die to themselves. That dying is painful, but it's also liberating.
The one thing I'm taking away is this. My spouse is not my source of happiness. They're my partner in becoming who God wants me to be. That changes everything about how I show up each day.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Well said. Sophie, final thought?
I think the book's whole point is that marriage is not about getting what you want, but about becoming who you're meant to be. And that's a sacred calling. We'll see you in the next one.